Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectors Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectors Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwhite.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 13. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and moderate breeze, highs of 20, lows of 14. Wednesday we can expect light rain showers and moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 11. Thursday we can expect light rain showers and moderate breeze, highs of 14, lows of 9. And Friday we can expect light rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 15, lows of 9. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Eyes of Fight news this week, Assistant Chief Constable Maggie Bliff of Hampshire Constabulary has written a letter to locals addressing the new coronavirus restrictions. It is now illegal in England to have a social gathering of more than six people, dubbed the Rule of Six. Hampshire Constabulary say they will continue to use common sense and discretion to determine what is reasonable under the restrictions imposed upon us all. Assistant Chief Constable Bliff has said, "We are confident that the people of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight will continue to follow the regulations and guidance as we move on to this new stage. Our approach throughout the pandemic has been to engage, explain and encourage people to comply with the regulations and this will continue. We will use common sense and discretion to determine what is reasonable. As a last resort, we will enforce whether it's by directing people to leave an area or issuing a fine. We have found out the majority of breaches reported to us can be resolved without having to issue a fine. As you will expect, we have proportionate plans in place with dedicated patrols and we will be out in our communities speaking to people and making sure they understand what is required." Meanwhile, Vectors Radio has increased its signal strength with a little help from Island Roads. Following full technical clearance from the regulator Ofcom, Vectors Radio has installed a new transmitter which has extra power to improve the station coverage to many of the outlying areas of Newport. Station manager Ian Mack said, "As a coastal station, it was necessary to get international approval from Ofcom for our power increase, and although this arrived earlier in the year, lockdown stopped us progressing any further for the time being. But as we emerge from the pandemic restrictions, we were keen to get things moving again, and we were delighted that Island Roads agreed to donate a cherry picker to help us finally get the new transmitter up and running. Without their support, we would have struggled. They stepped in to enable us to get the job done." Director Calvin Curry said, "I am pleased to say the new aerial and transmitter was installed with minimum fuss. There was inevitably some interruptions to our FM broadcasts whilst the upgrade took place, but fortunately we were able to keep these to a minimum." Island Roads Powered Apparatus Manager Scott Berberu said, "As a company, we are used to keeping people well connected at ground level, but we're pleased to do our bit to help Vectors Radio link up communities via the airwaves." And finally, much-loved Isle of Wight historian Brian Greenan has died at the age of 79. Brian was a regular contributor to the county press over several decades through Isle of Wight heritage stories and letters to the editor. He spoke passionately about his hobbies and wrote riveting articles and books, often collaborating with his close friend and war hero, Bill Shepherd. Alan Marriott, county press editor, said, "Brian was Mr. Newport in my eyes. He revelled in the nickname Grumpy Greening, but he had a heart of gold and cared deeply about the Isle of Wight, past, present and future. Brian will be impossible to replace as an expert on the history of our county town, and I send our deepest condolences to his family. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your famous birthdays. Number 1, Paul Green, who's a TV actor. Number 2, Chase Rice, who's a country singer. Number 3, George Springer, who's a basketball player. And number 4, Jeremy Irons, who's a movie actor. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? I'll tell you in a little while. Bye for now, and stay tuned.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 12th of September 1940 was when a massive archaeological discovery was made entirely by chance. 18-year-old French teenager Marcel Ravidat was taking his dog Robot for a walk when the dog fell down a hole. After finding some friends to help, Marcel climbed down the hole and found a cave with walls that were covered in animal drawings that were estimated to be around 20,000 years old. The cave was named Lascaux, which does not have a translation in English. The 13th of September 1915 was the birth of famous author Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl grew up in Wales. When he finished school, he took a job with an oil company in Africa. His first book was called The Gremlins and was largely unsuccessful. As well as being an author, Roald Dahl was also a fighter pilot and a spy, though not all at once. The 15th of September 1916 was the first use of tanks in warfare. The tanks were deployed in World War I's Battle of the Somme. Most of the British Mark I tanks that were used broke down, and only 9 out of the 32 that were deployed reached German lines. But the attack provided crucial information on how to further alter the design. Tanks were originally called landships, but were renamed to make the Germans think they were something non-combat related. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is ubiquitous. U-B-I-Q-U-I-T-O-U-S. It's an adjective meaning present, appearing or found everywhere. An example of this could be, his ubiquitous influence was felt by all the family. It originated from the mid-19th century from Latin ubique, which means everywhere, or from the Latin word ubi, which means where, added to the suffix O-U-S. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about these people who are having their birthdays? But now I'm going to tell you how old they are and which year they were born in. Number 1, John Paul Green, who was born in 1989, who's 31 years old. Number 2, Chase Rice, who was born in 1986, who's 34 years old. George Springer, who was born in 1989. Who's age 31 years old. And finally, Jeremy Irons, who was born in 1948 and is age 72 years old. That's it for the famous birthdays. I'll give you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, the Solent Local Enterprise Partnership is seeking applications for a share of a new £375,000 small to medium enterprise grant fund. The Restart and Recovery and Kickstarting Tourism grants have been created specifically to help SMEs in the Solent LEP area to adapt and diversify in response to the impacts of COVID-19, with at least £157,000 ring-fenced to support the visitor economy and the remaining funds open to applications from SMEs in the wider economy. Funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Eligible SMEs can access grants of between £1,000 to £3,000, and up to £5,000 in exceptional circumstances. All grants must cover 100% of the cost of the product or service applied for, with no requirement for match funding. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Hunt has been cautioned for breaking a noise abatement notice. A trial was scheduled to be heard at the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court over 2 days this week to hear evidence of how the hunt had contravened and failed to comply with an abatement notice between 3rd of May and 30th of August last year. However, an accommodation was reached beforehand between the Isle of Wight Council, who issued the original abatement notice in September 2018, and the hunt's directors Anthony Blessed and John Curtis. Noise abatement notices are issued by local authorities following an investigation of complaints about a certain issue that may be considered a statutory nuisance. The failure to comply was caused by the statutory nuisance of barking and or howling of a hound or hounds without reasonable excuse, contrary to Section 80 of the Environmental Protection Act 1990. Duncan Milne, prosecuting, offered no formal evidence to the court and said the position is that the civil cautions for the matter which are before this court have been signed by the directors on behalf of this company. And finally, for Isle of Wight's cotton traders, store is to close, it's been announced. The clothing store, based at Towngate Retail Park, says it's sad to say goodbye. It launched on the island in 2018 alongside Pavers, Autonomy and Skechers. A spokesperson said, "We've loved seeing you in store, but we're sorry to say we're closing our doors." There's still time to pop in to say goodbye and treat yourself to some last-minute savings whilst we're still here. That's all. I'm Jasper Hickox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.